a word for you from Exodus chapter 10, verse 10. But Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue. This is the same man who, some years earlier, while he was a prince in Egypt, was a person who was mighty in speech. He was an eloquent man, had been taught the arts of debate in Egypt, in their language. And here he is, saying to God, O my Lord, I am not eloquent. He is excusing himself, and yes, we'll look at later on why this is a poor excuse. But for the moment, it also shows us that events had changed Moses. God had humbled him. From his powerful, forceful self, even though he loved the Hebrews, even though he loved God to an extent, but he had not yet got to know God. It was only when God forced him out to become a refugee in another land, out of Egypt, that he finally began to meet with God and know his ways. And it took many years. And God humbled him again and again, finally seeing the burning bush. And yet, even after that experience, when God was speaking directly to him, he had these excuses. It shows you that he was so humbled that his tongue had changed. He was no longer one who was the forceful Moses that we know of before, who had even killed an Egyptian who had been involved in a fight and was being bad to the Hebrews. But now this is a man who has been humbled. And yet, God says, Moses, you've gone overboard. In verse 14 it says, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. You see, Moses was going too far with his humility. Now, humility is something from God. It is a gift of God. But we are also commanded, humble yourself. Uzitoba wena. And then Moses, though, goes just a little bit too far, because a false humility is something that dishonors God. Has God called you to do something, and yet you are saying to him, but I cannot, Lord. You know I don't have this gift. Others can do it better. There is no excuse when God has called you. Do what he says, for God will enable you.